Let's see, in 2019, you couldn't go to Lake Apacon because it was closed for organic reasons. And pretty much all of 2020, you couldn't go to Lake Apacon because it was closed for viral reasons. Well, let's go back to 2019's reason, the organic reason, the algae bloom. There's been a grant issued to preserve Lake Apacon. The state will receive $500,000 to improve the water quality for the region, actually, for the whole upper Musconetcon River watershed. Grant totaling, as I said, about $500,000 from the National Fish and Wildlife Foundation will be used for ongoing efforts to conserve and restore Lake Apacon. This was provided from the organization's Delaware Watershed Conservation Fund to the Lake Apacon Commission partnership with the Lake Apacon Foundation. Grant actually, if you want to get detailed about it, came to $480,650, but a matching donation of $489,000 was provided by a group of organizations whose focus is preserving Lake Apacon. They included the Lake Apacon Commission, Lake Apacon Foundation, New Jersey Department of Environmental Protection, the Borough of Apacon, Township of Roxbury, Borough of Mount Arlington, Morris and Sussex Counties, the Musconetcon Watershed Association, Lake Apacon Historical Museum, Rutgers University, New Jersey Highlands Council, and Princeton Hydro. So after being funded on the lean side, Lake Apacon is sitting on just about $1 million. More than a decade, of course, non-native weeds have been thriving under the water. If you're a boater, you certainly know that, interfering with things like boating, fishing, all throughout that region. I mentioned about 2019, when the NJDEP closed the lake because of the blue-green algae bloom. Legislation also has been proposed, by the way, to battle that organic situation by tasking the NJDEP to control them, which you would have thought they were already required to do, wouldn't you? Wasn't that why environmental protection is part of NJDEP?